Today on Gardening in a Minute, mowing your lawn. Healthy lawns depend on mowing. Mowing increases turf grass density, making your lawn more resistant to weeds. Never remove more than one-third of the leaf blade when you mow. Cutting too much off your lawn can damage your grass and leave it susceptible to disease, insects, and drought. Mowing high also encourages deeper rooting. Before you begin mowing, pick up any debris to prevent injury to you and your mower. Sharpen your mower blade monthly and mow in a different direction every time. Avoid mowing your grass when it's wet, and make sure to mow at the recommended height for your species and cultivar of turf. Leave your clippings on the lawn to help recycle nutrients into the soil, and enjoy your lovely lush lawn. For more information on lawn care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Easter Lily. The white trumpet-shaped flowers of the Easter Lily offer a promise of the new life of spring. When purchasing an Easter Lily, choose a plant that looks attractive from all angles. The rich green leaves should be dense and plentiful for the entire height of the plant. Look for a lily with one or two open or partly open flowers and three or more unopened buds. In your home, place the lily near a window that receives bright indirect natural light and out of direct sunlight. As the flowers open and mature, remove the yellow anthers before they begin to shed pollen to prolong the flower life. When the last danger of frost has passed, you can plant your Easter lily in a well-drained, sunny location in your yard. For more information on lilies, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mole crickets. Mole crickets are a serious pest problem in Florida. They tunnel through the roots and eat the shoots of grass and munch on the foliage of other plants. There are three different species of mole crickets considered pests in the Southeast: tawny, southern, and short-winged mole crickets. Mole crickets can damage any grass cultivar, but prefer Bahia and Bermuda grass. Their tunneling near the soil surface dislodges plants or causes them to dry out. If you suspect you have mole crickets in your lawn, you can check their presence by pouring a solution of liquid detergent and water onto a few square feet of turf. If multiple mole crickets appear, you may want to consider a control. Or you can purchase special nematodes for your soil that infect and kill mole crickets. For more information on mole crickets, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting trees. Planting a tree correctly can make a world of difference in how well it does in your landscape. First, choose a site where your tree will thrive. Then dig a hole and place the tree in it, ensuring that the roots in the top of the root ball are 1 to 2 inches above the surrounding soil. The hole should be at least 1.5 times the diameter of the root ball. As you replace the soil around the tree, pack it firmly with your foot to stabilize the tree. Water the tree heavily after planting to remove large air pockets. Don't place mulch on top of the root ball. Instead, start mulching at the edge of the root ball and extend outwards. Water the tree 2 to 3 times each week for the first year. For more information on trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering the lawn. Many Floridians overwater their lawns without knowing it. But overwatering can actually cause more damage to your lawn than a drought. How frequently you water your lawn depends on what kind of grass you have, the time of year, and environmental influences. But there's a good chance your lawn could stand to be watered less. Less frequent, deeper waterings lead to deeper roots, which make your grass more drought and stress tolerant. Apply about 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water each time you irrigate your lawn. Water in the early morning when it's cooler and there's less wind. Don't water when rain is forecast for the next day or two, and wait to water until your grass starts wilting or appearing blue-gray in color. For more information on lawn care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.